Now, my friends, we know that the Barbie film is coming out with our very own Margot Robbie as the title character and the gorgeous Ryan Gosling, the Notebook, as Ken. And, of course, the Barbie doll company decided that it was a good time to sort of bring out some strong female representations, didn't they? There was
There's an entire
Billie Jean King.
Yeah, iconic women who have shaped the world. And so they've got over 60 different women.
Yeah, Jane Goodall, Gorillas in the Mist, Rosa Parks, incredible women. And whilst Rosa Parks, amazing to stand up to the disgrace that was racial segregation, how brave was that? Did Rosa Parks ever do anything for people who don't want to pay for parking?
I hate paying for parking. Uh-huh. I just think it's the world's biggest con.
That's right, my friends. We already know that our very own Kimber Cahill is referred to in our beautiful city of Perth as an oracle.
You're on your way to work, Vicky.
I am, Kimber, and I might just say to you, I believe in you and I think you're the oracle.
And so do I. And so I've approached the Mattel, did I make Barbie? I don't know.
Yes,
whoever
the
company, I've approached Mattel and I've said, look, I think you need a Kimber Cahill Barbie, and I've made a little teaser for it.
New from Barbie, it's the Talking Kimber. Just ask Talking Kimber a question, pull her string, and Talking Kimber will give you her opinion on women's issues.
Blah, 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 blah.
Data collection.
Blah, 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 blah.
The abuse of power by totalitarian governments.
Blah, 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 blah.
But watch out now. Once you start Talking Kimber talking, you'll never get it or stop. The new Talking Kimber from Barbie.
Blah, 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 blah.
Say cheese. Butt enhancement pieces sold separately.
Bang. Now, that's a wonderful, wonderful role model for young people, let alone young women.
I'm just so thrilled that the important issues that I think people need to discuss are really cutting through.
They are.
You're really hearing my message.
They are. Yeah. And I thought, to be fair, not that I think they'd be interested, but I thought, well, perhaps Pete and I could have our own doll.
Yeah.
Oh, do me.
So I've got one for you.
New from Barbie comes everyone's favourite Australian-Italian radio host, it's Barbie Pete.
Hey!
Pull his string and let Pete regale you with his many stories.
Hey, I'm a Piccarelli. Come, I tell you about my family. I got a free kid.
Take Barbie Pete with you anywhere. To a bar mitzvah.
Hey!
To the footy.
Hey!
To a funeral.
Hey!
The new Barbie Pete. He'll do anything.
Hey!
Just don't ask him to do his own laundry.
Hey!
Sponsors car and barbecue rub sold separately.
Oh, lucky
you, mate.
Now, there is some interest.
Right.
I pitched myself, but I was honest, and I don't think kids are looking for a silver lining.
Mm.
And the last thing they need is an old curmudgeon. On the wrong side of 40.
But curmudgeon Barbie.
I'd give it a go.
New from Barbie comes the grumpy old Matt. Pull his string and grumpy old Matt will pull apart your dreams and stifle your creativity.
Do you want to come with me to make a magic fairy garden, grumpy Matt?
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Grumpy Matt, do you want to meet my BFF?
I don't go to meetings, sorry.
Grumpy Matt, I think you've got an email.
I don't read emails. Can someone please get this kid away from me?
New from Barbie, the grumpy old Matt. Thongs and socks sold separate.
So it's in the pipeline, and
okay.
We'll just wait and see
They're
what
amazing.
Happens.
Can't wait.
Thanks, Maddie.
Have faith.
Believe.
You must have faith.
Ooh, I gotta have faith.
Do not lose your hope.
I had a call from The Edge, actually, telling me that Matt's full of absolute crap.
And
it's not a D chord, and I never wanted it to sound like that.
How dare Matt try and get me out of the band?
Yeah.
Mix 94.5 at 8:36. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Kelly, how's Rockingham this morning?
Good.
Yeah, great.
That's good.
Okay. Hey, Kelly, we're going to send Matt out of the room shortly. Are you familiar with this game, and are you familiar with Matt's knowledge?
A little bit, yeah.
All right,
Kelly. Well, I'll do me best.
All right.
Okay.
Maddie's walking out. Kelly, what we're going to do is give you the category of what Matt's general knowledge question will be about, and you just have to tell us if you have faith in Matt knowing the answer or not. If you have faith and he gets it correct, you win the prize. If he gets it wrong, you don't. But you could also say, I have no faith in Matt getting this answer correct. And if he stuffs it up, you'll win.
Okay.
We can tell you that. Well, what is the category, Pete? Did we decide on it?
Astronomy.
Astronomy?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Would you like me to go with celestial bodies?
Oh, I was thinking solar system.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, the solar system's good. I'd say it'd fit under astronomy, really.
Yeah, you're probably right there. What do you think, Kelly? Have you got faith in Matt knowing the answer to an astronomy question?
Yep, let's do it.
Oh,
faith.
Kelly.
All right, live on the edge. We all won't right. tell him. Well, we can't say the edge. He's going to get upset.
Now, don't say anything. You can't reveal which way you've gone. But Maddie's walking back
in. Back.
Hi, Maddie.
Got my serious face on.
Yeah, he's just ready to play.
I want to win.
Mm.
Okay.
Or not, for Kelly.
Okay. Pete, do you want to give him the category?
Okay. So the category is astronomy.
Okay.
Not astrology. So not, you know, the star signs and stuff.
No.
Astronomy.
No, no, sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love that stuff. I just don't know how much I know about it.
Well, you know, we'll see. I mean, the reason that we've gone with this category, we should say, is all this week we've been playing Beauty and the Geek trivia, where you get the beauty word from Channel 9 when you watch Beauty and the Geek. And then the next morning you can double your money with us by answering a geek question.
Fantastic.
So far we are 4 for 4 in the can't answer a geek question. Lots of people getting it wrong, but the one that you have been most affected by, Matt, and the one that you said, I can't seem to get over the fact that the person didn't know this one.
Yes.
Was the question of, does the Earth go around the sun or does the sun go around the Earth?
Yes.
Yeah, this one.
Does the Earth travel around the sun or the sun around the Earth?
Oh, my God. Now, this is probably really obvious and I've gone blank. The sun around the Earth?
It's a bit of a rough morning.
It's a rough morning, but Maddie has had trouble coming to terms with that, so we thought today we'd ask you a question in a similar vein.
Okay.
Does the Earth travel around the sun? No, I'm just kidding.
You know, the Greeks call this hubris.
Hubris.
This kind of pride that you end up falling flat on your face.
All right, hit him, Kimber.
Okay.
How many Earths fit into the sun?
Oh, lots.
Okay, good. Well, no, that's good.
I mean, lots.
I mean,
that's
that
good.
Is a mathematical.
Because when we sort of tossed this around, we had all the producers in here as well and everything. And like, you know, Rami kind of said like 5 Earths.
Oh, no.
we didn't know.
I mean, we're talking, I would say, thousands.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess you're going to have to try and. We're going to give you a buffer, of course.
Okay.
There's going to be a buffer. But how many Earths do you think fit into the sun?
Okay. I don't know why this is coming into my head, but much like the piece of what I hope was factual information about Desire by U2, it's there, so I'm going to grab it and go with it.
Okay.
Because I don't even know if that was a D chord with Desire. Right. But I think it's going to be around, I want to say 7,900 Earths.
Interesting.
Okay. Because the sun is a big deal, isn't it?
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's kind of important.
It holds 99.8% of the solar system's mass.
Oh, God.
I can tell you this.
Yeah.
I can tell you that the sun is roughly 109 times the diameter of the Earth.
Sure.
Does that help?
So it's a lot.
Well, that's fine, but you've still, I mean, there's a lot of volume to fill. So, look, I'm going to, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if it was 70,000, but that's the figure that's coming into my head, 7,900, so I'm going to say that.
Okay. Kelly, would you have known?
No.
No clue. Me either.
Yeah. It's 1.3 million times the Earth goes into the sun.
That's just silly.
I'm sorry, Matt. Yeah, you are incorrect.
Yeah, by a long way, my goodness.
Isn't that incredible?
Yes.
You would fit 1.3 million Earths into the sun.
Kelly, would you like to tell Maddie whether or not you had faith in
him? Yes, I did.
It's not your fault. It's a hell of a question.
You know, it is a hell of a question, and it might have seemed a tough one, but I'll admit I am one of the people who said probably 10 times. I had no idea how big the sun was.
She's a big star.
She's a whopper.
She's a big star, that sun.
Now, guys, I know that all sibling relationships are not the same.
Sure.
But for my siblings, if they needed anything, I would absolutely help them in any way that I could.
Yeah.
And I feel that this maybe is what has happened with Prince William and Prince Harry.
Okay.
Because Prince Harry has gone and done the UN address. He's been speaking at the United Nations this week, and he's been accused of copying and pasting Prince William's speech from a previous time in the Church of Scotland speech in 2021.
Right.
There was some similar bits in this speech, but, you know, I mean, it was a special moment. It was special.
I've always found hope on the continent. In fact, for most of my life, it has been my lifeline, a place where I've found peace and healing time and time again.
Sounds good.
He was marking International Nelson Mandela Day and speaking very passionately about him and, you know, how he sought solace in Africa after the death of his mother. And they're kind of like, oh, this is all really similar to the stuff that Will said. And you're like, okay, but to be fair, they both lost their mum.
Yeah, true.
Maybe they both did it. Yeah.
Except the speech went on with a few more comparisons. So, like Will had said in his speech, oh, well, you know, I found my soulmate in my wife in that city. And the place you meet your wife is a special place forever. And Will basically said the same thing about Meghan Markle.
Hang on a minute. Harry didn't go, I'd like to thank my wife, Kate, at any point, did he? No, because that really would have been the kicker.
Thankfully, he'd done all of the appropriate cut and pasting, But I mean, I just thought, wouldn't it be fun to hear from people when they got caught copying? Because we've all done it at some point. And maybe it was innocent stuff in primary school. Maybe it was much later in life when you were in fully employed work.
In front of the courts, perhaps.
Yeah.
I remember plenty of that stuff happening. Like, I remember a guy having to be escorted out of, like, we were in a chute at Curtin as part of our course. Guy got escorted out because he'd, like, taken notes, written them on the inside of his water bottle and then, like, the label and then stuck it back. There was that one. There was another. I remember at St. Norbert's, like, doing our TEE. Excuse me. One of our teachers just casually walking up to one of the guys there, wasn't too far from where I was sitting, and just sort of tapped him on the shoulder and, like, gave him the finger of, you know, come with me. And then we found out afterwards he'd been caught cheating because I could see him sort of peeking over a little bit.
Really?
And it depends who you copy from. If you pick a terrible person to copy off,
it could be a shocker.
Then bad news.
Yeah.
And, you know, people get caught at this at a university level when you don't know how to reference properly and you're taking things from books. And I was like, I had a moment in early university where I was like, oh, it turns out you can't do that. That's plagiarism.
Yes. Yes.
Amanda in West Leederville, have you been caught copying?
Yes, a sibling story as well. So my twin and I were in year 6 or 7 and we had swapped classes, but at the time I didn't wear glasses and she did. So she was in the back row of my class and we were doing the old days, you know, maths tests on the chalkboard where you had to write problems. And she got caught copying from the neighbour because she couldn't read the problem. So what eventuated, however, was we then got sent to the principal's office because they found out that we had actually been in different classes for the whole week.
No, one of you was really striving and the other one was really holding back.
Anita in Leader, good morning.
Morning.
Anita, been busted for copying?
Yes, ages ago we had to do an autobiography. So I did one on my parents and I had it in an exercise book. Then I ripped the cover off the next year and handed it in again and the teacher wrote over the top of it, I have read this before.
Oh, so you just, a second assignment, you thought, oh, they won't notice, they won't remember that.
Yeah, I get a week out of doing homework because I've already done it. I'll just hand in last year's.
Nice.
That's big energy. Melissa in Brigadoon, good morning. Who'd you cheat?
When I was getting married, we had a mass and I'm not familiar with all the Catholic whatnots. So I copy and pasted our booklet. And the day before, we were going through our rehearsal and there's still the names of the people from the internet who were getting married.
Brilliant.
Amazing.
My poor sister-in-law, she lost it laughing and the priest just thought she couldn't hold it together and thought it was hilarious that she was just talking.
Great.
Love it. Good one. Pete, Matt and
Kimber. We're going to go back a ways. Back to the good old days.
Yes.
The good old days of the video store.
Oh, yes.
All right? You know, the video store and also the days where people would go to the library. And I want to know if anyone's actually ever been fined by one of these places.
Okay.
By a library or a video store.
Now, here's the reason. The City of Stirling is seeking feedback on a new strategy for the libraries to stop charging fines for overdue book loans.
Okay.
Okay, and it doesn't go into too much detail, but that's basically the premise, right?
How do you
right?
incentivise people to bring the book back?
Right, rather than a lot, because I mean, really, like, a cheeky little fine for, it's probably not going to work these days for something like that.
Oh, it's not a cheeky little fine.
What do you mean?
I've racked up fines for videos and stuff. I'm not sure what my book fines would have been back in the day, but like...
You have to read a book for that to happen.
Hey, going to the library with my mum was one of my favourite things in my childhood. She took us there every single week and we got to take out a bunch of books and I loved the library. We went there all the time. Mm-hmm. I spent most of my childhood there.
Yeah.
I thought that's what everyone was still doing with their kids.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've never taken my kids to a library.
Have you not?
What?
No, ever.
They are special places, libraries.
It's the perfect space. They have to be quiet.
Yeah. Particularly in this crazy, noisy world, they are still a sanctuary. I know, still today, I know a lot of older Australians will go into the library and even just read the paper and, just to be peaceful.
They have all the modern books, so you don't have to go and spend $30 on the newest paperback. You can go and get it at the library.
Yeah. I mean, the kids have a library at their school and they bring home their books sort of every night and then they swap it the following day for a new book and stuff. I mean, that's nothing new because we had that. I don't know, like they've got chockers full of books. I suppose that to a degree, that's one of the things that like I as a kid growing up, like we never had the abundance of really cheap things like books and toys, right? Whereas kids these days, like, they have a birthday. They get absolutely inundated. Yeah. Like they get the equivalent of what we got between our birthdays 1 to 10. They get it in a,
Yeah.
So it's a little different. But the whole like fines thing got me because of all the years that we used to go to the video store and get a new release or something like that, I never remember ever having to pay a fine.
Oh, I did.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I clocked them up.
At video stores.
For sure.
It was almost like every time you went back there, you were paying an extra $3 for the one that you hadn't done from the time before.
Yeah.
And you, could you tack that onto me tab for next time, please? Like that kind of stuff.
I remember once borrowing a tape and leaving it in my locker at school over the Christmas holidays.
Oh, that's going to cost.
So I was not able to return it for a very long time. And I remember it getting up, like I remember thinking it was up by the $100 mark.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was a high schooler and going, I'm not going to be able to get this. It's trapped in my lockers. That's what it was.
And was Molly Ringwald worth that?
You know what's funny is that a couple of years later, I rented a video and the video went missing. I didn't have anything to return but the case.
Oh, no.
And I took it back and said, I don't know what's happened. And I thought, oh, my God, what are they going to charge me to pay for this movie? And it was Christian Slater in Bed of Roses.
Oh, fine
and
film.
And you know what they told me?
What?
Don't worry about replacing
it. Not one of his best.
Not one of his best. We didn't bother.
Okay. Got Kalinda in Balga.
Kalinda.
Kalinda, what did they sting you for?
Well, I actually used to rent out a game called Asterix for the PS1 and I got so addicted to the game that I just didn't want to keep taking it back and having to rebook it. So I just kept getting a fine, like it was probably a couple of dollars. I can't remember. It's been so long ago. In the end, after about 4 weeks, they were getting rid of their PS1s. Games and the owner of the store rang me and asked if I was willing to purchase it and buy it from them.
Was it like a rent before you buy so you got it nice and cheap?
Well, it was about $20, I think. I would have had to pay for it when I finally did buy it. But after about, after the fines for the whole time, I didn't send it back. But yeah, I got too addicted to it. I just didn't want to take it back.
Oh, I feel you.
The UK is going through the worst heat record they have ever had. It is emergencies, battle stations, absolutely everywhere. And we're crossing to the UK now to catch up with our UK correspondent, Gavin Gray. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you,
Very
Gavin.
Very well, Gavin.
You keeping cool?
I'm trying. I don't have aircon.
Oh no.
You're joking. You don't have aircon.
No, most in the UK don't, no.
And going through a heat wave, mate, walk us through it. How's everything going over there?
Well, it has been immensely hot. So temperatures hit 40.3 Celsius. I know you're going to say, well, that's nothing in comparison to what we have. But for us here in the UK, that was exceptional because the previous record was 38.7. So it was 1.5 degrees warmer. Okay, it doesn't sound much. But 34 different places in the UK all broke the record on one day. Yeah. So it wasn't just a localised heat wave. It was right across much of the Midlands, all across the south of England, the southeast. London was like an oven, as you can imagine. Mm. They were saying that for every kilometre of railway track, the metal expanded 30 centimetres.
Wow.
I mean, it just, you know, it is so hot that everything's sort of heating up, and we don't have lots of aircon. So end of term for school, about to break up for summer holidays, no aircon. Lots of children advised either to go in wearing shorts or gym kit or not to go in at all. People being told don't get on public transport. Although some of that is air-conditioned, you know, there were lots of hold-ups. There were slow speed limits on the trains because of problems with the rail. So it really has felt extraordinary.
Gavin, I think there's been a few people in Australia saying, oh, 40 degrees, get over it. We have 40 here all the time. But I guess what people aren't considering is that the houses in the UK are built to keep the heat in. And so once you get heat in there, there's just no escaping it.
No. And also, of course, because we normally have rain, we have quite a lot of vegetation. At this time of year, normally a lot of long grass, which gets a little dry. Mm. Here, it is absolutely tinder dry. And sadly, that led to some wildfires, which destroyed more than 40 homes across the country. There were two rows of terraced houses that were completely burned down in the east of London. 40 homes destroyed there, about 20 elsewhere in the north, so 60-something in total. And the Mayor of London, basically Sadiq Khan, says the fire service was the busiest in London since World War II, when, of course, they were called out to put out the damage caused by the bombs. They normally, London Fire Service normally gets 350 calls a day. They had 2,600 with 16 firefighters injured just trying to stop these grass fires happening and then spreading to housing areas. And if that weren't bad enough, it's still dry. And now we're being told no barbecues, please, and no bonfires in the backyard.
No barbecues. Bloody totalitarian governments, Gavin. Of course, fire is something that we can definitely relate to, and we've seen horrific images across the continent as well. But I notice in that, you know, stiff upper lip, keep calm and carry on way, that nothing stopped the swan upping, the annual counting of the Queen's swans that dates back to, what, the 12th century?
Yes, that's an amazing ceremony. I've been on the boat a couple of times reporting on it, actually, for television and radio, and it is an extraordinary ceremony. So the Queen owns all the swans in the UK.
Yep.
And they do a census by basically going up and down the Thames for a day or for about 3 days, I think it is. And they basically lift the swans and tag them and see how many there are, what condition they're in, et cetera, et cetera. It's an extraordinary archaic ceremony, but I think it gives you an indication of perhaps one of the more pleasant jobs to be doing in this intense heat. Sadly, it is being estimated in Portugal that well over 1,000 people have died, excess to normal amounts, because temperatures there hit 49 Celsius, and there have been thousands and thousands of hectares that have been burnt across Europe and a little bit of the UK with wildfires just spreading so quickly.
Gavin, mate, we're sending all our best because it is an absolute shocker what we're seeing from over here. So grab yourself a paddle pool, jump in where you can, start having cold beers instead of warm, and try and keep yourself cool, mate.
Take care, guys.